I didn't bring it, just my copy. Sherry, get her a copy. We may have put it in there. We may have put it in there. No? Okay. Yeah, I just kept my copy. Jeannie wrote the song. Not only did she write it, she put the music to it. And the title of it is Heal Our Land. Isn't that applicable now? It is, isn't it? So, here's the chorus. Heal our land, dear Lord. Heal our land. Help us, Lord, to take a stand and heal our land. Take our wrongs and make them right as we pray both day and night. Heal our land, dear Lord. Heal our land. If y'all know it, well, sing along with me. Jeannie, you ready? Heal our land, dear Savior. Heal our land. Help us, Lord, to take a stand and heal our land. Take our wrongs and make them right as we pray both day and night. Heal our land, dear Savior, heal our land. Have we forgotten we're one nation under God? He once ruled our hearts, His word, our feet, He shod. Christians claim His promises. Get on your knees and pray. It's time to show humility. Let Jesus light our way. Have we forgotten that God's still on His throne? We once sought His will, He protected His own. Church, let's strive to put Him first. He'll bless and quench our thirst. It's time to seek revival to overcome the worst. Heal our land, dear Savior, heal our land. Help us, Lord, to take a stand and heal our land. Take our wrongs and make them right as we pray both day and night. Heal our land, dear Savior, heal our land. Have we forgotten that we owe our all to Him? He once saved our souls and others we tried to win. Preachers seek His guidance first. Pray they'll heed what they have heard. It's time for truth to lead the way. It's written in God's word. Have we forgotten that the Bible showed our sins? We once read the word, had peace and joy within. Sinners, you must change your way. Repent, be saved today. It's time to overcome your pride. Yes, Jesus paved your way. Heal our land, dear Savior, heal our land. Help us, Lord, to take a stand and heal our land. Take our wrongs. wrongs and make them right as we pray both day and night. Heal our land, dear Savior, heal our land. Help us, Lord, our Savior. Your heart, Deanie. What a song. The song that we are going to do tonight, and we'll take plenty of copies. If we're asked to do one at Mount Lebanon, we're going to do Let Us Sing. It's a good song. Y'all just come and let's fill it up.
A beautiful song that Sister Denny has wrote and put to music to. I really like that. So at this time, I'd like to introduce y'all to Brother Casey Cole. He's been preaching since 2005, and he's been pastoring at Mount Zion in Allen County for the last 4 years. And so at this time, I'm sure he will desire your prayers as he preaches and give your attention unto him today, and as he comes and brings the word. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Brother Cole.
I think he's got a song he wants to do, him and his, some of his family are wanting to do. Brother Ronnie?
I may just want to follow the Spirit of the Lord this morning. And actually, Lord put it on my heart to ask a good friend of mine to sing a song for me this morning. Sing a song for the Lord.
Set in my heart. It was a long time after me. thank God this morning for what I'm able to feel. Thank God this morning that what God has done for me, that my Lord has established everything. And He is the Rock of Ages this morning. It's Him who I'm leaning and trusting in. Thankful this morning to have the honor and the privilege to be back with you here at Fairview Memorial. I want to say how much I appreciate the prayers on the behalf of me and my family through the difficulties that we have been through here in the last couple of months, especially here since we fell and injured both of our wrists. And I appreciate the church being willing to allow us to come back and also some time that we might recover a little bit and gain some strength back. So we appreciate that very much. I've got a few thoughts this morning, and to be honest with you, I've had these same thoughts for quite a while. And the Lord hadn't really let me get away from it. And that'll be all right, because I want to trust in Him this morning. And certainly He knows what we stand in need of. I appreciate everything that's been done so far this morning in the service of the Lord's house, and ask you this morning, continue to follow His Spirit. And if He directs you this morning to do something, I just encourage you this morning to do that. And most of all, I want to say that if you're here and lost and separated, because I don't know your heart this morning, I only know what God has done for me. And I'm certain and I'm confident in what He's done for me. And all I can say this morning, and if you realize that you're lost and separated, if you see yourself for what you are, which is a sinner in the eyes of God, this morning may be the very first day that you realize that you're lost. I want to encourage you this morning to seek God wherever you are. Whether it's in your seat or here at this altar, I want you to know that God's people, though we can't save you, and though I try our very best to be a preacher, can do nothing for you but pray for you. But church, there comes a time when we have to build a wall of prayer around these that are lost and come in and build a hedge around them that they might, that we might be able to keep Satan from coming in for just a little while. That's our job. Certainly, we can't save them this morning. I want to look at a few things this morning, if the Lord will be our help. And I want to look over in the Gospel of John is where we're going to take our text this morning. The Lord gave us a thought back some time ago, and it has lingered with us for a while. And I realize this morning this may not be your typical Thanksgiving Day sermon or Thanksgiving Day week sermon this morning, but that'll be all right. I just want to follow the Spirit of the Lord. We look at, if I could title this subject this morning, I would title it The Door. And the Lord has really helped us a lot here through our study in this. And I realize this morning this may seem a little simple, but I'll get into that just here shortly. And our text in the Gospel of John here, it says in the 7th verse, he says, and then in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John in the 7th verse, he says, then said Jesus unto them, and again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and fleeth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, but because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and have known of mine. And the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring,
that they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Where therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, and I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. With the mistakes that we've made reading down through the 18th verse. This morning I want to look again, as Jesus says in the 9th verse, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. This morning I have thought a lot about this particular verse for some time. I had made mention this morning, I'll just be honest with you, there was a time that I was sitting there that I thought, Lord, I'm fixing a bust. I'm going to have to get up and just help me calm my nerves a little bit this morning. But this morning we read that Jesus says, I am the door. And this morning, as we look at the way that the Bible has many descriptions of Jesus, we can read all the names that are given. And I want you to know this morning that in my best ability, there is no way that I could describe him in such a way that would do him justice. There's no way, even if I was a poet this morning, I still would not be able to exalt his name in such a way that he deserves, in such a way that he should be lifted up this morning. And the Bible teaches us that that's our responsibility, to lift his name up. And when he be lifted up, the Bible says that he'll draw all men unto him. And listen, I want you to know he says all men this morning. And he's referring, I believe, every man, whether he be lost or whether he be saved, he's able to draw us to him when his name be lifted up this morning. So that's our job. But I feel like a lot of times I do a poor job of lifting his name up to where he deserves to be placed up upon. He deserves to be lifted up on the highest pedestal, exalted to the highest that we could possibly do. And even the writers of the Bible, though they be inspired by the Holy Ghost, be inspired by God, I still don't feel like it's quite done justice in lifting him up quite the way he should be. When you read over in Isaiah, it says that unto us a son is born, unto us a child is given. And he says there that his name shall be called Wonderful, and he shall be a Counselor, and the government shall rest upon his shoulder. He shall be the Prince of Peace, is what Isaiah says. He's had many wonderful names that's been given down through the years. We've known him as, you can read that he's been called the Rose of Sharon. The Bible says that he's been called the Lily of the Valley. We know him as Jesus, as the Christ. We know him as many different names, and all of those names are special to us. But I still don't feel like I quite do it justice this morning. But I want to show you this morning the way that Jesus goes about presenting himself. See, Jesus this morning doesn't really lift himself up quite where he needs to be lifted. The Bible teaches us in this same very letter that one day there at the well, that he was gathered with a woman at the well, he describes himself as water. He said, I'm the living water. And he says, the water that you come to this well to get a drink of, he said, you'll thirst again. But he says, the water that I'm able to provide for you, he says, you get a drink of this water and you'll never thirst again. The living water. You go over just a few chapters more, and he describes himself as bread. He says, I am the bread of life. He doesn't exalt himself in such a way that we can't understand and comprehend, but he does it in a simple form that we know that we need him, because we must have water to live and we must have bread to sustain life. But he says that the things of this world, they'll perish. But what I'm able to provide for you, they'll be everlasting and they'll never fade away. Jesus says in this form, he said, I am the door. And he said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. and he shall go in and out and find pasture. He said, I am the door. This morning when we look at that definition of a door, we find that it's ability to gain access or to be closed off of, if you will. We are able to have access unto something or to be able to be closed off. The first time that we come here to Fairview about a month or so ago, Brother Ronnie, we was walking inside, met me and my family out there by the vehicle and was talking to us. And we started to go to make our way in the building. And we got to looking. Brother Ronnie, which door do we need to use? He said, oh, you can use any door you want. He said, you can use the back door. You can use the side door. You can use the front door. And I thought, Lord, have mercy, how many doors do they have here? We come into the building and looked around and thought, there's so many doors. And I don't mean that negatively. I say that this morning that you might find a little humor in that. But I want you to understand something this morning. That's what the world wants to offer. They see out there that there's so many doors. There's so many opportunities. The world says that there is to get to Jesus. But Jesus says that I am the door. He says, I am the way. And you must come by me if you're going to gain access into heaven. That's what he says. The world wants to make it out like there's so many possibilities and other ways to get to heaven. And there's no way this morning to gain access into that place unless you come and through the by the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. That's the only way. For we know the Bible teaches us that there's none other name given unto heaven whereby man must be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ. Now listen. He said, I am the door. What do you mean by that? And listen to me, lost person. I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know where you stand with God. And like I said before this morning, y'all pray for us. That all I know this morning is about what God has done for me. I know this morning that my Savior lives. I know this morning where my help comes from. I know that He is alive this morning. And the Bible says that He is seated at the right hand of God right now. I know that. And I believe our spirit bears witness with each and every one of our spirits this morning. And we're able to feel and know like this morning. I believe in all of my heart that my wife has got the same thing I've got. But all I really know about is what God has done for me right here. Right here. This morning, each and every one of us have a responsibility to search out our heart and to know what God has done for us. I know and I'm confident in what He done for me as a little boy. Now listen. He said, I am the door. What does He mean by that? That through and by Him is the only way that we might gain access to God. This morning I want you to know that there was a time there in the garden that I believe things were just as perfect, as close to paradise on earth as it could be, that when God created man in His image, and the Bible says that He breathed into him, into his nostrils, the breath of life, and he became a living soul then, that he gave him one commandment in that garden, the Bible says, that he wasn't supposed to break. Now listen to me, I'm just plain this morning, and that's all I can be. But listen, he says there that he created man and he gave him one commandment, the Bible says, that he wasn't supposed to break. It says there, I believe in all of my heart, that Adam and God had a relationship there in that garden. That everything was just as grand as it could be, as long as he didn't break that one commandment. The Bible teaches us there that he says of any tree of this garden you might eat of. He said, but of the one tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, don't eat of that fruit. He said, everything else in this garden you're able to eat. He said, but of this one tree, he said, you don't eat of that fruit. He said, or at least you shall surely die. We know that the serpent made his way in there to that garden. And we know that he beguiled, the Bible says, Eve, and she did eat, and she also did give there to Adam. And then when that came, and the Bible says that God come walking in the coolness of the day, and he began to call out upon Adam, it says that he went and he hid himself. My friend, I want you to know that there was a separation that took place right then and there. A separation. What is it this morning to be lost? I feel like a lot of times, maybe even me personally, I want to make it this morning where the littlest one here can understand to what I'm trying to tell them. I want them to know about Jesus. Honey, if I've missed explaining Jesus to them, I've missed the whole mark this morning. I want it to be simple enough that they can understand that when the time comes for them, that there's somebody that they can go to, that there's somebody that's going to help them, that there's somebody that they can turn it all over to this morning. If I've missed pointing them to Jesus this morning, I've missed the whole mark. Listen, there's a time that there comes a separation in your heart. There's a time this morning, I want you to understand something. Don't none of us know what age that we realize that we're lost. There's an age and a time that the Lord shows that we're accountable. We know that. I don't know, some of us was younger than others, some of us was older than others, but I want you to know this morning that for me it was when I was 9 years old. And the Lord allowed me to see that I was lost and separated before Him. It was during that time, I want you to know this morning, that when we're lost, we're kind of walled up, if you will. There's a wall that separates us between us and God. And I want you to know something this morning, that it's only by Jesus Christ that that wall might be torn down. Jesus Christ this morning made a way for us. He made a way that we, through Him, might be saved. Jesus this morning came into this world and He gave Himself as a perfect sacrifice, and He finished His work there at Calvary. We know there that He was placed in a tomb and that He raised upon the third day this morning. I'm telling you that God has been good to me, and He gives me something down in my heart that I'm able to rejoice over this morning, because I know that that's what I'm accounting on. Listen. Ain't it good to be saved this morning? Ain't it good to know that you got a better place to go? When my accident happened, some of you may know, I picked myself up off the ground and made my way in the house. Braxton, I was had some blood and different things, places. And Jessica said, go out there, sit outside, make a mess in the house. I made my way outside. Braxton walked up to me. He said, Daddy, you gonna be all right? I said, Daddy's going to be just fine. On the way down to the hospital, they said my blood pressure was dropping. They rolled me in down there at Vanderbilt. I was nervous a little about everything going on. And then they started talking about my lung being collapsed and everything. And during all of that was going on, even all around the chaos that was all around me, I knew that who had me. I knew that who held the promise. I was looking toward Jesus. Braxton didn't quite understand. He was worried about Daddy's physical shape. But I'm telling you, Daddy was all right either way. I'm thankful this morning for how things worked out. Because this morning I'll tell you that even though I'm prepared and ready to go, I'm not quite ready to cross over the river just yet. I've got some things that I want to see finished, and I want to see my children grow, and I enjoy preaching the gospel and the Lord's work and the things that He's given me, and I want to grow old with my wife. But honey, I'm thankful to know this morning that if that would have been my time, that I was ready to go. I was ready to go. You asked me this morning what it is that Jesus says, I am the door. What do you mean by that, preacher? That I've got to imitate Him? That I've got to experience baptism? I need to lean and trust on some preacher? No, He said all those that try to climb up or make some other way, He said they're but thieves and robbers. He says you must come by me. I am the door. And He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Saved. What a blessed word. So thankful this morning. Got so much to be thankful for. I can't even count all my blessings God has given me. But the thing that I'm most thankful for is to know this morning that I'm a child of the King. To know this morning when I lay my head down on my pillow at night that there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. There's a peace that God has placed within my heart that stirs a joy that I know this morning that I've been saved. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I don't know this morning, but that's special to me. If any man enter in, Jesus, see, we're talking about this morning the door of mercy. Jesus is the only way that we'll gain access. Through and by Him. There's no other way. I realize this morning, like I said before, this may not all be new to you, and that's all right. To be honest with you, I struggled with it. I thought, Lord, give me something else. That's what He gave me. I want you to understand something this morning, that if you're here and lost, you can be saved today. You don't have to leave this place packing around that old heavy load that you've been packing around. I know what it is to be lost and to have that burden laid upon you, to see yourself for what you are. David, over in the 116th division of the book of Psalms, he says, I love the Lord because He hath heard my prayer and my supplications, and He hath inclined His ear unto me. He said, I was brought low. And he said, the pains of hell got upon me. Listen. He said, the pains of hell got upon me and I was brought low. He said, I found trouble and sorrow. That's what happened to me. Isn't that special? That God is never changing? That the same thing that happened to a king of Israel is the same thing this morning that God has given me. Never changing. I'm talking about God anointed him. And yet it's the same thing that when David come back to himself, he said, I know that I'll walk in the land of the living. This morning I'm glad to know that I'll walk in the land of the living. It's not by anything that I've done, but because of what God has done for me. See, that night that I realized that I was lost and separated in the presence of an almighty God, nobody had to tell me that I was lost. I had come to church to be with my grandparents because they wanted to take me to church. They realized that there wasn't anything material-wise that they could leave us. They didn't have lots of money. But they wanted to give us something that would endure forever. They made sure that us grandkids got to an old-fashioned church and heard about Jesus. So they took us, and they took us, and they took us. And one thing, one night, something was different as I was sitting in the front seat of that church there at Rocky Mound that night. That preacher got to preaching, and conviction fell upon my heart for the first time, and I began to seek God. Now listen. I can remember people coming to me and asking me, telling me, trust in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Oh, I want to tell you something this morning too. I wanted to so bad. I wanted to trust in Him. I wanted to put my faith in Him. I didn't know how to. I didn't even know how to pray. Folks, all we can do, sinner friend, all you can do is meet His conditions. The Bible says that we come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Broken hearted about what? Broken hearted about what? This morning. That Jesus Christ, being the Son of God, gave His life that we might have life. That He gave His life for us. That through and by His blood, we might be saved. That He is the most perfect sacrifice that there ever was. Folks, this morning, I'm going to tell you something. I don't get tired of hearing about Jesus. I don't. I do not. I do not get tired of hearing about the cross. I do not get tired of hearing about the sacrifice that He made for me. There's a song that we sing sometimes that says, "The old story will never grow old." And boy, it's never grow old to me. I'm thankful this morning for what God has done for me. But listen, He said, "I am the door, and by me if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved." Listen, I want you to imagine this morning, just about everywhere nowadays has some kind of escape route. They've got some kind of, if you walk into a school or if you walk into a Walmart or some kind of store or something of that nature, listen, you can see above the door, it'll say exit. You can even look over beside of it a lot of times and they'll have maps throughout these places telling you in case something happens that there's an exit strategy. There's a way to get out. And this morning I want you to know and hear what I'm trying to say to you, that Jesus Christ is your only exit strategy this morning. That's the only way that you're going to escape. We know this morning that you must be saved and you must be born again. That if you're not saved this morning, if you've never been saved, and if you fail to ever be saved, that when you die, hell is where you'll go. Now listen to me. It hurts my heart this morning because it doesn't have to be that way. Jesus Christ made a way. God made a way. It doesn't have to be that way. He said, "He shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." I told you this morning I had thought a lot about this door, a lot. I think a lot of times about, in my house, we've got what we call Mama's number one rule. Mama's number one rule in our house. My boys could tell it to you like that right there. Mama's number one rule in our house is no closing doors. No slamming doors. Why, might you ask? We've had doors slammed on fingers. We've had doors slammed in faces. We've had doors, everything you can imagine in our home, we've had doors. And Mama's number one rule is no closing doors. What is it this morning that I'm trying to tell you? There are those this morning that have came and seen the door. They've looked at the door. I'm telling you this morning, it's not enough just to look at the door. There have been those that have come and knocked at the door. Jesus didn't say, if any man knock at the door, he shall be saved. He said, but by me, if any man enter by the door, he
shall be saved. It's not enough to knock at the door, though I encourage you to. Though I encourage you each and every time that God persists upon your heart and He draws you to an altar somewhere, that you go and you knock. You let Him know that you're interested in Him. He may not save you right then, but honey, if you go the way that He's bidding you to come with that broken heart and contrite spirit, I'm telling you, He'll meet to you. You meet His conditions and He'll save your soul. It's not enough to just knock at the door. There's been those down through the years that I have seen that have went and sit at the footstep of the door. And bless their hearts, they've been sitting there for a long, long time. It's not enough to just sit at the door. But Jesus said, "By me, if any man enter in." What is it this morning that I'm talking about? I'm talking about mustering up as much faith as you can. Listen this morning on Facebook, wherever you are, wherever God is trying to direct us this morning, mustering up enough faith that you can just to step out and go towards God. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest." So many times we get in life situations and we want to run away from God. When God is saying, "Come to me and I'll help you. I'm here for you. I loved you enough. I gave my life for you. Come to me." See, I didn't realize it, but that night as a 9-year-old little boy, when God was sitting here and He was knocking, that was Him. And He was knocking right here. And that was His way of saying, "Come to me. I want to save you. I love you. I gave my life for you that you might be saved." Sitting down at the step of the door is not nearly enough. Then there have been those that have heard the gospel, that God has pricked their heart and they said, "I don't want you. I don't need you. Listen, you're not the Savior that I want. I want to go on my own way." And they've turned and they have closed and slammed the door right in front of Jesus. There have been those people throughout the world. There have been kings. Agrippa, I believe, was one of them that said, "Thou hast almost persuaded me to be a Christian." Slam the door in the face of Jesus. This morning, if I don't get anything else across to you, honey, I want to help you more than anything. But I'm telling you this morning, as I sit there and I look at my children and I see the responsibility that God has laid upon me, the Bible teaches me it's my job to train up my children in the way that they should go, that when they are old, they shall not depart from it. I want them to know more than anything that even though Daddy's a preacher and he preaches the gospel, that when that time comes, now that little number one rule that Mama has taught him, not to slam the door in God's face, not to close the door, but honey, to go through the door. That when Jesus gets to dealing with them, I want them to know this morning that there's somewhere to go. Isn't it good this morning to realize that you receive something that you don't deserve? That we come to God through that faith. The Bible describes a love that's unconditional, that agape love. I don't understand it this morning. I don't see how a God like Him could love somebody like me. I don't understand it and I can't comprehend it this morning, but I'm telling you, I'm thankful for it. Jesus says this, that He shall go in and out and find pasture. When God saves you, He doesn't just leave you walled in, but He gives you an opportunity to go out. And He says that we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. When we go out, He gives us pasture to go into. He gives us a place of rest.
He gives us a place to go out that we're able to nourish and get fed. And that's what God does for us. Listen. He says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. More abundantly. Not only this morning does he promise you life, but he promises you life more abundantly. That word abundantly means fully. I'm telling you this morning that I didn't realize just how good life could be until he saved me. You say, well, preacher, you wasn't but 9 years old. I'm telling you, there's been a whole lot in my 20-some-odd, 30-some-odd years since I've been saved that I have forgot. But that night as a 9-year-old little boy when God stepped in there at Rocky Mound, that's something I have never forgot. It has been with me, and it's what I'm accounting on to carry me home one day after a while. Why is it? Because that night when I went to the door, Jesus was there. He was there, and guess what? He's still there today. He's still wanting to save souls. Isn't it good this morning to know that he's still on the throne and he's still saving souls? He gives us life and he gives it more abundantly this morning. I didn't realize how full of a life that I could have until I began to get older and enjoy my salvation more and more and more. When God gives you something, he completes it and he finishes it. When God saves you, you'll never need to be saved anymore. When God shows you that you're lost, you ain't never going to be any more lost than you are right now. Right now, this day and time is the time to seek God. Come to the door. That's our message this morning. I pray it's a help to you. Church, you realize something? We've still got to go to the door. We've been to the door before, haven't we? Jesus says, I am an open door, you can read about in Revelations. He said, I am an open door. And he said, when I open it, no man can shut it. And he said, what I have shut, no man can open. He tells the church over there at Laodicea, he says, come. I am the door. He said, I stand at the door and I knock. This morning, church, it's our responsibility to look to him and to see what he's able to do for us. I'm telling you what, this morning I serve a big God. And I'm thankful, so thankful this morning for what God has done for me. I know our message this morning has been scattered, I guess. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's what the Lord has put on our heart. And I hope and I pray that it's been a help to you. I hope this morning, if you're here and lost, that you might understand that if you're ever going to be saved, you've got to come by Jesus Christ. If I don't make anything else any clear to you this morning, there's not a thing in the world that anybody else here can do for you. I've seen mamas and daddies come up and pat their babies and grandbabies on the back. Listen to me, I want them to see that they are separated this morning. They need to know that it is a serious condition that their soul is in. I'm telling you, is it not? What's the most priceless thing that you've ever received? For me, it's what God has done for me. It's priceless, isn't it? This morning, I hope and I pray this morning that you see that you need Jesus. That's our message this morning. I hope it's a help to you. Brother, would you get us a song this morning? If God's a dealing with you, I beg you to follow him this morning. I beg you this morning to seek God. Church, it's our responsibility to come to the door. He's knocking. He wants to be in every aspect and every part of our life. Come to the door. Look to Jesus. That's our message this morning.